is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Our weekly in-depth look at COVID-19 related topics. A lot of different things to cover. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, and I understand you're in Reedsport today.
I am in Reedsport. We are having a mobile vaccination clinic in Reedsport where they're doing COVID shots, booster shots, COVID testing. And so FEMA, in cooperation with OHA, has set this up. And I came over this morning to deliver some flu vaccine and some Sugar Shack donuts.
And talk about how it's going to work over there and where it's going to be located.
It's at the Courthouse Annex, which is in Central Reedsport, and it's a drive-through like all of our others have been. And as I was there this morning, there were already some cars lined up and ready to go. It's a very slick operation. These guys have obviously done this before. And you drive through, quick registration process, get your vaccine, wait for a little bit to be observed, and if everything is good, you just drive right off.
Well, let's talk about boosters, which probably is driving a lot of traffic to the various clinics right now. With some of the updated guidance on those, why don't you go over kind of who is eligible, how much time is needed between a second shot and a booster? Plus, I know it varies depending on the type of vaccine you have.
Yeah, so it is a little complicated, but I think the recommendations are quite clear. So most of the protection you get from the vaccine is with your primary series. So the primary series, the first two doses of Pfizer, Moderna, or the single first dose of J&J gets you most of your protection. But we know that with time, vaccine protection wanes a little bit, and some people make a better response getting another dose. And that's what the booster is all about. So the boosters are good for boosting the immunity of people who've already been vaccinated. And so we're recommending boosters. If you got the J&J, and there are about 6,000 people in the county who got J&J, everybody who got the J&J should get a booster 2 months after your first dose. And that booster can be any of the three vaccines. Actually, you probably get your best protection if you get J&J and then a Moderna. So if you got your J&J vaccine, I would recommend 2 months ago, I recommend that any of you get a vaccine. Get a booster. Now, for those people who got Pfizer or Moderna, you get really good coverage with the first two shots. So boosters are recommended for those people 6 months after the second dose if you're over 65, over 50 with underlying conditions, or if you're between 18 and 49 and either have a high-risk occupation where you're around a lot of people all the time, or you are have underlying conditions, or if you just want to get one.
Now,
so those boosters are available. If you got started first with Moderna or Pfizer, again, you can get any one as a booster. Probably the best protection is with a Moderna booster.
And I want to ask about the J&J. You mentioned Moderna being the favored one over Pfizer. What's the difference there and why would that be?
So Moderna just seems to have the best protection. Now, they're all really good. The difference is minuscule. So really, you should just get whichever one you want. And so I got two Modernas. I'll get another Moderna. If I had two Pfizers, I'd probably get a third Pfizer. Most of the protection comes from the first two doses, and that third one just helps to boost your immune system.
As we go through this pandemic and now people look at the idea of getting this booster or this third shot in most cases, many cases, I guess the question, and it came up over the weekend, is another booster going to be required up the road in a few months?
Oh, who knows? That's something that you have to watch to see what happens with immune levels after the booster. Now, in many vaccines, you do a primary series, then do a booster 6 to 12 months later, and then you don't need another booster for many years down the line. So we'll have to see what happens with this one. In some cases, though, you might need a booster if, for example, the virus changes enough that the vaccine isn't working, then you might need to have a booster of the changed formulation. Right now, we've not seen enough change in the virus to require that. But if the virus would change enough, we might need a new formulation of the booster.
Now, for those who have not yet been vaccinated, as some people consider that option and look forward, now they're looking at not one, not two, but likely three vaccination times. Go through the protocol again in terms of if you go in and get your first one today, how long before your second, et cetera.
So, again, depends upon what you got. So if you get the Pfizer or the Moderna as your initial one, it's 3 or 4 weeks later, you should get your second. And then 6 months after your second, you should get your booster. So we are recommending that people, even if they've had natural infection, to get the booster. A recent study from the CDC suggested that the booster, that the vaccine is more effective than natural infection. Actually, we looked at our data in Douglas County, and that's what we found also. That natural infection certainly gave you some immunity, but you actually got better immunity from getting the vaccine. And it seems like the very best immunity is to have a natural infection followed by a vaccine.
Now, when and where can people get booster shots? And are we going to have any of these larger clinic locations again?
So right now, booster shots, you can get them anywhere you got your initial shots. So we have 40 different places in the county that are doing it for people who are out towards Reedsport. Certainly the drive through today is great. You know, if you're coming from Roseburg, it's a lovely drive. So if people in Roseburg want to come out there through this week, they're there from 11 to 6. But all of the big clinics are giving booster shots, and none are reporting being overloaded. So I was at Aviva this morning, and while they have a brisk number of people, they still could certainly do more. And Evergreen, Umpqua Health Alliance, and Adapt are all doing it. And then many of the smaller clinics are doing it for their own patients. Right now, as you remember, we did have the FEMA trailer in Roseburg between October 10th and 22nd, and they were clearly not overloaded. Now, at that time, only Pfizer boosters were allowed. They did a bunch more on the day that Moderna was allowed, but still did not overwhelm. So we're carefully looking to see the rate of uptake of the boosters. And if our clinics can't meet that, then we'll have a mass event. But right now, they're meeting the demand.
Talk about the county data on the percentage of those now vaccinated.
So we're at about 49% of our entire population vaccinated, about 59% of our 18 and above population. So the 18 and above population are the ones that tend to get hospitalized. So that still means that there are a bunch of people out there who are not yet immune, either from natural infection or vaccine, and they're getting hospitalized. So we had 4 new admissions yesterday to the hospital, and those were people who were not vaccinated. And they got admitted to the hospital and are going to have a tough week or two until that. And we're still seeing deaths. So we've had 165 deaths since the 1st of August, again, overwhelmingly among those who are not vaccinated.
What about comparing our data of vaccination percentages with counties that have higher rates? Compare that with what their cases are looking like now compared to ours.
So, for example, Lane County, just to our north, usually runs about 10 to 15% vaccinated higher. They've had about the same amount of disease along the way, and they're having very low case rates. If we look at places on the East Coast that have had both a lot of disease and very high vaccine rates, they're having very little disease. So again, right now in the country, most of the places that are having a lot of disease are in Alaska and in the Mountain West states, and most of those are poorly vaccinated.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back with County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, who's live in Reedsport today. The interview, a podcast at 541radio.com. Inside Douglas County, back in a moment on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, News Radio 1240, KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1. Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg ahead at 4 o'clock. On tomorrow's program, we'll check in with the YMCA of Douglas County. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer on with us now. Let's talk more about the new data, the local cases, and what we're looking at in hospitalizations and deaths. What are you seeing?
So our case rates are coming down. So we peaked at well over 100 cases per day, but we're down to the low 30s. That's a little bit more than the state, a little bit more than the national average. And it bounces up day by day, depending upon reporting and which day of the week it is. But 27 new cases today. There's still 34 people in the hospital. Of those, 24 at Mercy, 10 scattered around the rest of the state. Still a lot of really sick people, people on ventilators, people with tracheostomies, people who are going to really struggle with this. We're at 255 deaths, which is 165 deaths since the 1st of August. Again, these deaths are mostly in older people, but we're still seeing the occasional death among younger individuals.
And where are the local cases coming from? What kind of sectors? What situations?
So overwhelmingly, households and workplaces are where we're seeing cases. So when the disease gets into workplaces, especially if people go to work while they're sick, they really can spread it very easily among their workplace. And when you recognize that in our workplace, we're there for 8 hours, fairly close, moving around, that's a place that it can easily spread. So we're seeing a lot of spread in workplaces. And what we're really recommending is get vaccinated. And if you're sick, please stay home. We're seeing some spread. There's an outbreak at the Mission. So we're certainly seeing some cases among people who are at the Mission. We had a little outbreak among our homeless population. That seems to be quieting. We're still seeing cases at schools, but almost always the cases are brought into the school rather than being transmitted at the school.
What about our statewide picture right now?
Our statewide picture shows that Oregon is about at the national average at about 25 cases per 100,000 per day. Western Oregon, that is west of the Cascades, seems to be doing very well with relatively low case rates. But east of the Cascades, they're still struggling. This week, especially Deschutes County and Valier counties are struggling with high numbers of cases.
And around the U.S., what are you seeing?
Well, it really appears that the East Coast and the West Coast appear pretty quiet. The Mountain West seems to be having a high number of cases, and Alaska is really struggling with lots of cases.
And what about the world right now? Are there some countries doing especially better or especially worse?
Well, some of the countries that have done well along are continuing to do well. I think Australia, Taiwan, South Korea, New Zealand are all continuing to do well. Japan, which had a big spike around the Olympic time, is really also doing quite well. Places that are really struggling now include Russia. Russia's had some of its highest case counts and highest death counts ever, and so they're really struggling. And most of Eastern Europe, with Estonia, Lithuania, are really struggling with high numbers of cases. Those are places that have relatively low vaccine rates and have not had super high case rates along the way. So lots of people still susceptible in those areas, and they're winding with a lot of cases. So many, in fact, that the case counts in the world are now rising again. So it peaked in the middle of August, came down, and been going down for two straight months. But now over the last week or so, the worldwide rates are increasing, mostly because of cases in those areas.
Now, the U.S. government is opening up travel soon to vaccinated foreigners who want to visit the U.S. Talk about aspects of this or any thoughts or concerns you might have.
Well, I think that's a good thing. I mean, we do have to plan to get back to normal world, and part of the normal world is Americans traveling overseas and people from overseas traveling to the country, opening up Canada. And so I think this is a good thing. What we've seen is that people who are vaccinated are very much less likely to get sick and very much less likely to transmit disease. So it's worked out pretty well. We certainly know in Western Europe, in France, Spain and Portugal, that they've been open for travel for a while with some restrictions, and they've done very, very well.
As we get now into November, people are looking ahead to Thanksgiving and Christmas, and for families, especially extended families, maybe where they live different cities in Oregon or even elsewhere in the U.S., it seems like one of the things that's coming up now among those that are vaccinated is trying to figure out what to do or what they should do when it comes to celebrations when they've got family members that are not vaccinated.
That is a really hard one. When you have family members who are not vaccinated, it clearly increases the risk of that and that family gathering tremendously. So people who are unvaccinated are more likely to get disease. They're more likely to have higher viral loads. They're likely to have higher viral loads for a longer time. And so we really do worry about these gatherings with people who are unvaccinated. However, blood is pretty thick, and people do want to visit family and friends. Many families have not gotten together now for a year and a half, and many of those families are really craving getting together. So, the best thing we could do for those people who are not vaccinated is get vaccinated. There's plenty of vaccine out there. It's free. It's safe. It's effective. So that's the best thing we could do. Other than that, it's going to be a risk. It's a risky adventure. When you look at the risk of being in a family group where everybody is vaccinated to a family group where nobody is vaccinated, the risk is 6 or 10 times higher.
And it's also hard to do a lot of the outdoor family gatherings outside like we could in the summer, just given the weather here this time of year.
Right. And so what we worry about with Thanksgiving especially is that there's a lot of long travel typically associated with Thanksgiving, and almost all of the events on Thanksgiving are indoors. And so we do worry about that. A lot of mixing, a lot of indoor gathering, and a lot of long indoor gathering. So this is not like trick-or-treat. We had a bunch of trick-or-treaters last night that came to the door, but they were typically there for a minute. They were outside. We were inside. Think of Thanksgiving where people are around for 6, 8, or 10 hours inside, breathing the same indoor air, watching ball games, eating food. So it's a worry. Now, we did not see a big increase after Thanksgiving last year.
What about things that are being learned about COVID-19?
Well, I think one of the more interesting things this week is a report from The Lancet, which showed that an inexpensive, relatively safe drug called fluvoxamine, which is an antidepressant that we've used for obsessive compulsive disorder, does seem to decrease the risk of hospitalization for people who take it early on in the course of the disease. This is now the third straight study that has come out that suggested that Luvox could be effective. So we're hoping to get a little bit more information and some guidance, because that could really change the course of this pandemic. If, for example, we had 10 or 20 cases a day, we could pick out the people who were at high risk and put them on this preventive medicine. This could truly reduce the number of people get hospitalized, reduce the number of people get ill enough that they die. And by decreasing deaths and decreasing hospitalizations, could really normalize our society.
So then would somebody go on that right after they get a positive test?
Yeah, I think we'll have to see how it comes out. But typically what happens is you get diagnosed with a disease, they treat you right away. So, for example, if you have flu, then you may get a prescription for Tamiflu. Or if you had herpes, they may get you a prescription for acyclovir. We would think that this would be something that people would take as they got diagnosed. And there are now maybe three things that you can do early on in the course of the disease. So this Luvox works. There's also this molnupiravir, which is the antiviral drug for Merck. And then there's Regeneron, which is the infusion of antibodies. And they could presumably all be used together, which would tremendously decrease your risk of hospitalization.
And since you're in Reedsport, let's wrap it up by going over the information about what's happening over there.
So today in Reedsport and through the rest of the week, a FEMA Oregon Health Authority and Douglas County operation is in place. It's a drive-through operation where people can get any of the three COVID vaccines, either first dose, second dose, third dose, or booster shots. You can get flu vaccine. You can get COVID testing. And so really, it's a one-stop shop. It's at the Courthouse Annex, which is in downtown Reedsport. I was there today. It's very well set up. There were a lot of people there, but there was not a long line. It's going to be 11 to 6 each day.
All right, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for being on today.
Well, thank you for having me.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.